Thank you to all that participated in that thus far. We are still holding out on one more to give away some more tickets to Wu-Tang on a great turn of circumstance. Co-host of Sharp and Benning in the Morning just sent me a tweet. Well, it was a text, sorry, from the Matt Verzal text line. Yeah, right. But at 12:11, as we were going through that, Method Man and Mary J came on. They sent me a picture of it. So, yeah.
Ooh.
All is right in the woo today. All is right in the woo. Don't forget 12:30. So here in about 10 minutes, we got BC coming up. Brian Christopherson. We'll get our Husker fix going. As I was talking about before, though, coming to terms with the fact that and the common sentiment that I've gotten both out of the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, they take banking personally, the JTAC Construction Zone Twitter feed, are that how do you get to the 24? And I guess for my brain, I didn't separate it out that way. I was like, points are points. But then as we dug into it, I was like, well, if you're grinding out four drives, time off the clock, ball away from Adrian Martinez, they are different. Not all 24 points are created equal. Me personal, with what I would rather have them quick strike 14 points than grind out 14 points. Because the things that aren't measurable, right? Like we can get into a whole we can spend weeks upon weeks upon weeks of, and I'm not singling anybody out, but what does a successful start from Woodyard, Williams, insert receiver name here, look like for you? Do they have to have six catches? Do they have to have X touchdowns? Because those are the guys of question, right? Hunt is another one. Or does the fluidity of the offense matter on the offensive side of the ball, right? After watching, I have the gist of what I want to see on the defense. I'd rather there be quick strikes than grindouts. Grindouts, you're asserting your dominance. It's great you can score in a minute. We're going to prove to you we can run this down your throat. You know, I have horrors of the 20-play all-running drives that, you know, the Wisconsins and the Iowas and Northwestern and, you know, everybody's got these long, sustained, just running the ball drives from pre-Frost era. Don't put me back to that. That's another topic of discussion. Like, what does success look like for you? For either offensively or defensively? Is it fluidity of the scheme? If everything looks smooth and Adrian Martinez, which I think we all trust to execute, and I think besides the first, well, not even the first game, because we got the knee twister in the first game, I don't think the kid was 100% the rest of the year. So that offense looks fluid, it looks smooth. Does it matter who gets the ball as long as they're catching it and doing their job? Because that's going to be hard to quantify how each guy breaks out, right? Do I have to have six catches a game from Woodyard? Do I have to have, you know, I don't poo-poo Austin Allen at all. I think Austin Allen is a problem for a lot of people this year. Full 308 bias. Tall, athletic, good hands. Really like the, you know, his little slam corner route they ran in the spring game. Ball was delivered perfect over shoulder, caught. All those things. Like, that's tough to defend. When you can get, like, he may be my dark horse. And I'm not kidding anybody when I say this. Adrian Martinez is the MVP candidate of that offense if all goes well. But my second runner-up would have zero shock if it's Austin Allen. Like, zero thought about it, would say, yep, that fits exactly what I thought would happen. Because with Wandale and JD, a healthy JD, I'm in the camp, JD staying healthy all year. JD stays healthy all year. Those guys, underneath routes, deep routes, stretch routes, Hunt, doing his, like, it may not be pretty or made up by what you think, but they're throwing bodies at it. But then you get that one-on-one matchup with the tall kid that has great hands, good athleticism, basketball player. Gary and David were talking about the other day. Is that your best option of going? Yes, that's an awesome option. He's 6'1". shoot, if he's got a, or 6'11", six however tall, he's got a 24-inch vertical, you're up 8 foot. Just chuck that baby up in the air. Let him bring down the sun. We're going to head to the hotline here. We're going to get a chance to talk to Zach. Zach, what is up today, bud?
Oh, not much. We're just talking about wide receivers. What?
Yeah, buddy.
Make Woodyard or Williams or X receiver good, a productive game.
Yeah. And just what's your vision of that?
Explosive play. Make something
okay.
Where they are, the defense has to think about them. That makes it easier for Spielman to get underneath, Robinson to get underneath. If they have to watch that over the top Woodyard or Williams or X receiver, so that they can.
Can you? So you're saying if it's a catch and then a make a guy miss, and then we get that kind of big play. Are you just talking like a straight burner down the field, run past the corner, throw it over the top, touchdown to make the safety nervous?
Yeah. I mean, even if it is just a close play.
Okay.
Like, just get those eyes off of our other playmakers.
I got you.
Have that safety hesitate.
Okay. I got you. Yeah, I like that, Zach. I like that. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. Thank you for listening.
No problem.
Yeah. That's a piece. You know, flat out speed burner over the top. Yeah. What Osborne was great at and Frost is very good at is creatively moving formation. Now, they've got a formation I'm not a huge fan of. It gets everybody all bunched in and the tight ends in there too. When I get it, we ran out of too tight sometimes. But that manipulation of the box, right? I'm going to shift, I'm going to move, I'm going to motion to get you out of whack. And then I know what I can do at that point. If I can get you into a one-on-one matchup, I mean, can you imagine an outside linebacker trying to cover J.D. Spielman with shifts and moves and everything around? Now, defensive coordinators will plan for that. Don't get it twisted. Even a safety. But safety's got to come down and make sure he can manage that, make sure he doesn't get burnt deep, make sure he doesn't miss a tackle if it is him. These smaller, quicker wide receivers, I don't think it has to be what some envision. I don't think it has to be 10 catch games and 120 yards and all this. I like Zach's thought. I can get you to just doubt. I catch one, make one guy miss, and I go, you bet. Now my safeties are nervous. When you get safeties nervous, then you watch how much the rest of the field opens up. Because that will permeate out. Just wish the season was here. Like, this is going to be the longest 50 days ever. We're Dave Remington days away from getting this thing going. South Alabama. Wish it could be here sooner. As we all do. I'm watching the CFL on some nights. I mean, let's be honest here. Just jonesing for football. But it's tough in this. It's one of the few tough things doing this job is you get to the point where you're just tired of the speculation. Like, oh, well, we're speculating on this and we don't know what this is. I just like to get vision. I have a vision for the offensive line now. I have a very good vision of what I believe the defensive line will be. But the receivers, secondary, secondary, I actually feel better than receivers. That's just the time to step up, get her going. So we're going to step out here, take a break. We'll come back. When we come back, Brian Christofferson will join us. We'll get into it with BC, see what he's been up to today. And I hope you're having a great one on this Friday. More Game Time when we return on 1620 The Zone.